Kasama ko ngayon mula Pilipinas para sa Castlemaine State Festival. Dito sa studio, si Carlos Seldran. Mr. Walk This Way. Kamusta?
Mabuti naman. Magandang umaga, Maridel.
Welcome. Sa una naming ikaw nakapiling sa telepono lang tayo nag-usap. So first time na face-to-face.
Yeah.
At dadalhin mo sa Castlemaine State Festival ang Walk This Way.
Yes. Pwede ko mag-English, mag-Taglish na lang.
Pwede.
I will be doing the Walk This Way performance, yung kasaysayan ng Intramuros. Bilang isang, anong tawag dyan, palabas? Isang theatrical performance sa jail ng Castlemaine.
Nakita mo na ba siya?
Nakita lang online. So may Google Images lang.
So gagawin mo parang dadalhin mo yung mga...
Oh,
tao so, sa Intramuros.
So I'm going to be doing some time traveling and also some, I guess, mental traveling to make people feel like they're in the city of Manila even though they're in the middle of Victoria State.
May hawig ba yung lugar sa nakita mo?
Yes, the jail. May, you know, may similarities sa Intramuros. Intramuros and Fort Santiago, you know, was also a jail. There's a lot of similarities in terms of yung... lighting, in terms of may konting age, may character yung building, heritage site din. But the I guess the only difference is that the Philippines, lahat ng mga influences and most of the buildings that you see there are more Spanish-flavored or Chinese-flavored. Here, it's more British and a little bit more, you know, Anglo-colonial in its setting.
Gagawin mo siya sa Ingles.
Yes, it's going to be in full Filipino English. Take that for what it is.
Eh.
But I'll be putting my P's and my F's properly.
Para sa lahat. Kumbaga, yung mga Pinoy, gusto nilang dalhin yung mga kaibigan nila na hindi Pinoy.
Oh, yung mga kaibigan, yung asawa mo na hindi Pinoy. It's really kind of like an instructional booklet on the city of Manila, its history, and how it affected and influenced the way that Filipinos are today.
Sa tagal-tagal mo siyang paulit-ulit na ginagawa.
Mm.
Hindi ka ba nagsasawa o hindi ba naiiba?
Well, it's always different. Every performance is different because every audience is not the same audience. When it comes to teaching a lesson or when it comes to a practice, yung practice bilang parang yoga or yung practice parang playing the art of golf, you know, or soccer or painting, it's more about the perfection of the craft rather than it is, I guess, doing it as a job. For me, it's more of a passion. It's like yoga. So every time I do the performance, I always try to make sure that I do it better and cleaner and more concise than the way that I did before. And so when it comes to the content naman, it's like being a teacher. I mean, there's only one way to teach math. I'm sure if one really looks at it closely, most professors and teachers in high school and college are performance artists because they have the same script every day and they have to use that same script to teach algebra, to teach history, to teach that. Trust me, most teachers are saying the same thing year after year after year after year. And there's really no difference between that and theater.
Nalam nating lahat na malapit sa'yo yung teatro, malapit sa'yo yung kasaysayan. Meron bang mga araw na parang pagising mo, hindi ko feel ngayon?
Of course. Kung may bagyo, if it's a rainy day, kung mainit, di ba? I mean, my performances are always outside, so it really depends upon the weather. And the weather really affects my moods. But also having said that, I've been doing it for 17 years, so ito ay isang disiplinado. I have to, like any theater show, the show must go on. Even if I don't feel like doing it, even if I don't want to do it, I have to do it as a respect for the craft.
Sino yung pinaka-memorable na audience mo?
Ah, the people who walk out.
May nag-walk out?
Oh yeah, ang dami. Because, you know, I question Philippine history, the role of the Catholic Church. Ayan, that's a very hot potato subject. I question American influences in our colonial history. So a lot of Americans who are conservative get pissed off. A lot of Catholic conservatives get pissed off. But, so every time that I offend somebody and somebody walks out, which I guess the most recent one was last month, I guess I'm doing a good job.
Humihingi ba sila ng refund?
Yes, and of course naman. And we give them a full refund in their face. Yeah, but when it comes to, like, I guess celebrities, who's the most interesting celebrity I've ever toured? Isa Calzado. I don't think I've had many international. Apple the App and Nicole Scherzinger. I guess they're the two most interesting people that I toured. And the thing that kind of surprised them is that here's Apple the App and Nicole Scherzinger, did I get her name right? Prancing through Fort Santiago. And then he sees some
complete get-up.
Complete get-up, you know, because they're taking selfies and everything like that, and I'm touring them around. And then all of a sudden, they hear these kids scream, "Ah, look, let's take a picture. Pwede magpa-selfie." And they run over, and they take a selfie with me. I guess they couldn't recognize Apple the app.
So, celebrity ka na, di ba?
Well, I wouldn't say celebrity.
But you are very well known, lalo na sa social media.
More in social media, perhaps, in real life.
And kilala ka para sa pagsabi ng mga first voicing out your opinions, your feelings.
Yes.
How do you deal with people na who don't agree with you, who bash you?
Well, there's this thing called block and delete that you have, which, you know, it's everybody's right to do that, except if you're like a state organization. But if you're an individual, you do have the right to block and delete anybody who you feel is offending you or bothering your space. I'm not a congressman. I am not a media figure. I am just somebody who probably just uses social media more than the other person. So nobody has a right over my... I don't owe anybody a thought. I don't owe anybody anything.
But do you feel that there's this sense of responsibility because a lot of people also follow you?
Oh, yeah, there's a great sense of responsibility in what you do. But that sense of responsibility is dictated by my own morals and convictions, right? So I guess I just try to do as best what I think is right. Sometimes I may be wrong. But I guess when it comes to a country that's into this thing called freedom of speech, it's all about the pursuit of that.
Pero nakita ko na nag-sorry ka rin when
of course, I'm not above saying sorry when I'm wrong. I mean, like, it's ridiculous to try and, you know, to say that I'm the end all of everything. And that's the thing also with my tours and I try to create a conversation. I don't want to control the conversation. I will only like block and I will only like dismiss a person if you escape the world of logic. Like once your logic has started like veering out into outer space, I'm just turning you off. I'm sorry. Like, you know, I don't know who you are.
One of the most famous performances that you've been doing as well is Imelda.
Yes.
And it's still going.
It's still going. It's on a 15-year-old performance. It's been on Off-Broadway 2 years ago in 2014 with the New York Times Review. Yeah, I'd probably say the Imelda performance is probably more popular and more successful than my Intramuros performance.
Is there any plans of branching out or doing something else?
Well, I'm hoping to do a recital here in Melbourne next week on the 25th of March. We're still looking for a venue. If you log on to Carlos Soldran on Facebook or follow me on Instagram or on my social media, we'll announce at the very last minute where this performance is going to be. And it's going to have to be for free. So since I'm only here as a visitor, I'm not allowed to charge anything. So it'll be on donation basis only for the venue. It will be directly paid to an Australian organization.
Pag ginagawa mo si Imelda, do you do the full get up?
No, I don't. That's what people hope for. I'm a very ugly woman. We don't want to scare the children. So the performance is really about...
Do you dress according to the era?
Yes, I do wear a Macro Safari Barong Tagalog.
And different shoes every time?
And we only talk about the shoes for 1 minute because everybody knows the shoes. So I try to talk about topics which other people don't hear. Some of it's a bit controversial because if one is really anti-martial law or really an activist, one might call my performance a little bit too apologetic for the Marcuses. Like they call my show Marcus Apologist. But the thing is, I don't believe that everything in the Philippines is black and white. The Marcuses, believe it or not, were not completely evil. And the Aquinos, believe it or not, are not completely good. So we have to start getting away this sort of mentality of the Philippines. Now, if you're not with us, you're against us. If we can never look at anything in shades of gray. So what I try to do with the Imelda performance is I bring up the good that she did and the bad that she did. I talk about like our position in the international stage and how it affected local politics. I just try to create a larger argument. And in the end of it all, it's up to you to hate the Marcuses at the end of the day. It's your right. Or it'll probably help you look at sort of like yourself and why we allow the Marcuses to get voted into power to begin with.
Up to now, she's still in Congress.
Up to now, she's still in Congress. Up to now, Bongbong almost became our vice president. To deny that they have any influence over the masses of the Philippines in their mind, to deny that is completely irresponsible. They still do have a great influence over a majority of the way that people think. I mean, we can just look at the numbers of him almost winning the vice presidency. One may be against that, but if you're going to be against that, try and look at the reasons why this happened and address those issues. Maybe it's because Filipinos don't know their own history. That could be one of the reasons why we're repeating the Marcoses again, because all of you forgot to teach your kids about martial law. Like you did not want to tell them about martial law because you wanted to hide the pain of a particular past. And when you try to hide history, you're not helping anyone. You're not helping yourself, and most especially, you're not helping the future generation. So we should teach kids both the good and the bad of all the aspects of Philippine history and then let the next generation come to their own decision.
So Carlos Eldran, walk this way, Castlemaine State Festival, March
18 and 19. Saturday and Sunday, you can get your tickets online. It's a 1 o'clock performance and a 4 o'clock performance for Walk This Way, the history of the city of Intramuros in Manila.
Maraming salamat.
Maraming salamat.